Other types of meditation, Q&A. Samatha and Vipassana. Question. I started with Samatha meditation as I read a lot that you have to calm your mind before starting to practice Vipassana. What is your interpretation of the differences between these two and which should be practiced first? Answer. Samatha means tranquility. Vipassana means seeing clearly. The Buddha used these terms together and individually as qualities of mind. When you talk about Samatha meditation as something separate from Vipassana meditation, you are taking the discussion into a post-canonical realm. You are taking it out of the realm of what the Buddha actually said and into the realm of interpretation. I follow the orthodox interpretation that does talk about Samatha meditation and Vipassana meditation, so I do not mind talking about this. For those people who advise to practice calming your mind first, Samatha meditation, and then practicing to see clearly after Vipassana meditation, this means first entering into a trance wherein you can see one thing very clearly. This is only possible if that one thing is a concept. Since concepts are lasting entities the mind can focus on at length. Understanding the distinction between reality and concept is important. It allows us to determine whether a meditation practice will lead to a trance state or a clear understanding of reality. Focusing on concepts will not help you understand reality because you are focusing on something you have created in your mind. It is not real. It does not have any of the qualities of ultimate reality. It is not the same as watching your stomach rise and fall because when you watch your stomach rise and fall, it changes constantly. The movements of the stomach are impermanent, unsatisfying, and uncontrollable. Watching the stomach helps you to see reality as it is, and that is difficult. It is much easier and pleasant to create a concept in your mind. For example, you can close your eyes and at your third eye, in the center of your forehead, imagine a color and you say to yourself, blue, blue, or red, red. Or white, white, just focusing on the color you have imagined. Once you can fix your mind only on the color, thinking of nothing else, that is considered to be an attainment of the fruit of Samatha meditation. Many religious traditions, especially in India, make use of this sort of practice for the purpose of gaining spiritual powers like remembering past lives, reading people's minds, seeing heaven and hell, seeing the future, and leaving your body. To make use of Samatha meditation for the subsequent development of Vipassana, you simply apply the principles of Satipatthana practice to the Samatha experiences. For example, you can note the focused mind as focused, focused. If the experience is pleasurable, you can note happy, happy. If you feel calm, calm, calm. If the experience involves lights or colors, you note seeing, seeing, etc. And as a result of the mindful interaction, the experience will change from seeing the stable, satisfying and controllable concept to the impermanent, unsatisfying and uncontrollable reality. Because samatha meditation involves the cultivation of powerful mental faculties, when you switch to vipassana meditation, your mind is readily able to see clearly the nature of reality. For someone who does not take the time to practice samatha meditation first, vipassana meditation can be a challenge because the mind does not have the prior training or on more pleasurable objects. You have to face pain in the body, distractions in the mind, and all kinds of emotions without any of the peace and calm of samatha meditation. For the most part, this means only that the meditation practice is less pleasurable, not slower or less effective. In fact, by starting with vipassana meditation, one avoids the potential pitfalls of becoming complacent or conceited about one's samatha-based meditative attainment, as their training of the mind begins with ultimate reality directly. The difference between the vipassana meditation and samatha meditation is quite profound. Samatha meditation is for the purpose of calming the mind, whereas vipassana meditation is for the purpose of seeing clearly. This does not mean that vipassana meditation does not lead to tranquility. You should find that through the practice of vipassana meditation, you are much calmer in general. Vipassana meditation is differentiated from samatha meditation not because it does not involve tranquility, but because tranquility is not the goal. Whether you feel calm or not is not practically important. All that is important is that you see your state of calm or distress clearly. Samatha meditation cannot lead directly to enlightenment because it is not focused on reality. The only way that it can be used to attain enlightenment is if you follow it up as stated with vipassana meditation. The strength of mind gained from practicing samatha meditation allows you to see clearer than you would have otherwise. Since the same can be said of developing mental fortitude, starting with vipassana meditation directly, the only real benefit to practicing samatha meditation first is the states of peace and calm, and maybe spiritual powers if you dedicate yourself to it to a great degree. It is, in fact, clear from the text that starting with vipassana is the quicker option of the two. A monk once approached the Buddha and said, "Venerable sir, I am old. I do not have much time left, and my memory is not good. I am not able to learn everything. Please teach me the basics of the path." The Buddha told him that first he should establish himself in an intellectual acceptance of right view and purify his morality to make sure he is ethical and moral in this behavior. Once he has done that, he has done enough to begin practicing the four foundations of mindfulness. There is no talk about first focusing the mind or entering into any meditative state before focusing on reality. In mindfulness, one accesses meditative states naturally, entering into them based on reality. Even just focusing on the rising falling can be considered an absorbed state for the moment that one is observing it. When you say stepping right, stepping left in walking meditation, if your mind is clearly aware of the movement, you are in an absorbed state for that moment. So you are cultivating both samatha and vipassana at once. You are tranquil and you are also seeing clearly.